God, you are love. I know this. And yet, I ask, is it enough? And I know this one too, because of course it is. It is the one thing that then somehow transcends all the things to be enough. Remind me that your faithfulness to me looks like love and mercy and grace that show up in the unlikeliest people and in the weirdest places. So prepare me to love. Steal me to love. And when I can't, send your Holy Spirit to open me up to new ways of seeing you active in my life. Crack open my heart so that I might be able to love because you help me to love. You always make a way. So help me to love my people today and to preach your gospel that convicts me and them and always, always leads us toward love. Your love. Steady my heart. Shore up my faith. Give me the courage to preach your gospel and then to walk forward, looking toward and holding on only to you. That your truth is my guide. It is the source of my life. It is the reason I breathe. It is the reason I preach and sing of your love. It matters so much. Strengthen my relationships with those closest to me so we can rely on each other. Help me not take out my stress from ministry and life on them, but instead help me to trust them so we can help each other and love each other well. Loving my closest people helps me practice loving my enemies and those who are just so, so difficult to love. Help me practice well, God. I pray for my colleagues, for those who are afraid for their people and people in their communities. Embolden their ministries and their presence in their communities that need allies and action. Help them and me to be the living, breathing gospel alive and well today. And help us to remember that you have saved the world already. It's not all on our shoulders. Amen. Okay, dear pastor, dear deacon, dear chaplain, take some good deep breaths and remember, you are not alone. You simply are not alone. Don't be afraid. And even if you are a little bit afraid, just remember, God is with you.